Welcome back for season 5 of the Cougar Sports Show. I'm your host, Abby Whittington, coming to you from the University of Sioux Falls in South Dakota. Each week, we'll bring you exclusive interviews with coaches and student athletes to give you the latest inside scoop on all things Cougar sports. Today, I'm here with head swim coach Ricky Perkins and assistant coach Elizabeth Spons. Guys, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Coach Perkins, I kind of want to talk a little bit about you and your journey getting here to USF. You started last May. This was your first full season with the Cougar swim team. As you're coming into the end of your first year here at USF, what stands out to you and what drew you to apply to this job?
I think what stands out to me the most is just the community here. Sioux Falls is a wonderful town. This university is very special. Everyone that I talked to when I was looking at the job, everyone on campus seemed just to love the school. And there's no one that said anything bad about it at all. And so that was the one thing that really drew me to this job. I think I thrive well in this kind of a small Christian atmosphere. Personally, I think it helps me out. And this year has been just remarkable. The girls are really, really taken and bought into and committed to the training program, which I know was probably hard at the beginning, but overall, I think hopefully we proved that it works. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun the whole time.
Okay, awesome. And then Coach Spons, it's kind of fun. We were talking before we started recording about how you were on here as a student athlete 2 years ago, mm-hmm. probably now. Can you kind of talk about what the transition has been like from student athlete to coach at USF, and are you coaching former teammates?
Yes, I am coaching former teammates. The juniors and seniors of this year are teammates that I swam with my final 2 years in the program, and it has been such a fun transition and a very full circle moment. Starting out as a third recruited class for the team and then being able to come onto it in this end as a coach as we get close to having this swim program for a decade in 2026. So it'll be 10 years since we've had this program, which is super exciting. It's been a lot of fun. It's been super interesting at the beginning. It was kind of like, how will this go? Because I haven't been in this kind of role before, but it was exciting to start, and it's been very rewarding and fulfilling.
Sure, and I remember when you were on, I want to say maybe it was like a senior special episode, kind of talking about your future plans, what you're going to do after graduation, and that you were going to go abroad. Can you talk about your last year a little bit?
Yeah, so last year I was in Mexico City, a part of the Young Adults and Global Missions program, which is like a 10-11 month program where we serve abroad. And in my case, I was serving at a migrant shelter in Mexico City, as I said, called Casa Fuente, which helped people that were victims of domestic violence, but also a lot of people migrating through as well.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And did you just see this job pop up here at USF? Did your former teammates say like, hey? I mean, because I remember you saying you eventually wanted to get into coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely was trying to explore and think about how my connection with the sport would be after I graduated. And when the coaching change happened in November, I was definitely aware of it and the possibility that an assistant coaching position would pop up. I didn't know who the head coach was going to be. I got very lucky in that regard. When it came up, I applied a little bit late. I didn't know if it was still open by the time I got back to the U.S., but when I got back, I applied, I interviewed, and I was very fortunate to get it.
Coach Perkins, what has it been like having Lizzie here helping you?
Incredible. We balance each other out. She is a rock, and I'm kind of like sometimes indecisive. Lizzie's like, this is what we're doing. And so that's been really fun. Like I said, she's just a rock. And I think what attracted me most when I was looking through her resume, she, a part of the business, she was kind of the janitorial staff at a church. And that right there attracted me because I know that she's not afraid to get her hands dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not afraid of that kind of that grunt work it takes to clean up after people. And I think a lot about coaching that we forget sometimes is that we're kind of cleaning up after people, cleaning up people's lives and trying to make people a little bit better in every aspect of their lives and just how humble that is at times. And that's what I was attracted to her. That's why basically I think I offered her the job like 2 days after I interviewed her because I was like, we gotta have her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Looking at the season as a whole, before we get into recapping the conference tournament that you guys just got back from, you guys finished with an overall record of 2-5, conference record of 2-3, obviously just a little bit below 500. reflecting on your season, what are your feelings on it?
We want to win. The winners want to win in everything they do. But at the same time, we understand that there are some holes that we have. You know, we don't have diving. And so we always walk into an event 32 points down. You know, it's like walking to a football game, you know, already three touchdowns down, you know, and knowing that basically you have to make that up. And we've done a great job. Look at the final scores. We made up that loss by like one or two, 3 points, you know. Last week we lost by seven. So we made up a lot of points, which is remarkable for the girls. And how, cause think about it. If you had to walk to every event you went to that you knew that you were going to be down, you know, so many points when you walked in the door, not many people would get excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people would be like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. But our team, our girls, this squad, they're like, let's go. Let's make it up. We got this. You know, we're down 32, but we have Feeney here. We have, you know, Phoebe here. We have, you know, Emily here. We have, you know, we have Intel. We have these weapons that we can come out and use that's going to score points for us. So let's get excited about what we're doing.
Lizzie, I know you had said that we're coming up on a decade of the swim program now. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee diving ever being added?
We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a logistical thing, you know, with just diving coach. You know, if we find a diving coach, not that we can't do it, but you know, we want to make it safe for the divers. You know, the mm-hmm. diving is such a mental thing. You know, being able to be safe, and you're throwing yourself off of an obstacle. You know, 3 feet in the air and trying to make it land in the water can be hard. You know, we talk about that. We talk about just, you know, pool rental. Lists and stuff like that. But I think we have a plan in mind that we're hoping to try to get implicated in the next couple of years here, hopefully before we get to that 10-year period. You know, we talk to our divers all the time, just trying to get someone to commit to it.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that you guys have a lot of international girls that are very talented. Is that something that you are going to continue that pipeline to USF internationally?
We're going to keep it open, you know, but our goal is try to get more domestic girls as well. I think we need to grow our roster. You know, we're 19 girls, you know, which is solid, all 19. But if you look at, you know, the teams that are ahead of us, they're just deeper. You know, we can win every event, but still if they get, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, you still are going to be kind of in the same spot. So we got to be a little bit deeper overall. That's our goal. And the way to do that is to try to bring more, I think, domestic girls into the recruiting file.
Sure. Lizzie, what impact do you have on recruiting? Or is it all you, Coach Perkins?
We do a fair share of it. I mean, Lizzie's like, when they come on campus, she's in charge of it. I, my goal is to get them on campus. Once they're here, they meet her, they see her, they're like, oh, this is where I need to be at. So
he's the main one taking them on. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's been very great, very personable. The girls love to talk to him. So he's been a very good thing to get girls to come here.
What is like a normal swim roster size? You said you have 19.
Yeah, our goal is to be closer to 30.
Wow.
And that's something, again, that where we can also, it number one, it gives us depth. Number two, it competes, it makes competition a lot more evident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know that I'm competing for the scoring spot of 18, you know, I need to be more assertive in my practice. I need to be more focused in my practice. I just can't go through the motions as much. And so that's another goal by trying to get a little bit more depth. That way people have to compete and practice more.
Sure.
You know?
Lizzie, what was the roster a similar size when you were on the team?
Yeah. When I graduated, it was around the same. We've generally been around low to mid-20s while I've been here. So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back following a quick message from one of our sponsors.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up Celebration by the Scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
So let's kind of move into talking about last weekend, the conference meet up in Fargo. You guys ended up placing fourth out of 9 teams, which is pretty impressive considering you obviously don't have a diving team. So there's a lot of lost points. Given that this is your first NSIC conference meet as head coach, what are your initial thoughts and takeaways from the meet?
It was fun. It was a fun meet. I was really surprised at some things. Not used to having a lot of exhibition swimmers, so that was different. But I saw the benefit of that, and then just how that promoted team chemistry, morale. That was good. I think they did a great job every day. You know, the girls walk on deck, they have a different gift. I'm not used to that either. The meet was ran smoothly, efficiently. So I was really impressed with the way the meet was ran. You know, it was from top to bottom, it was a first-class, you know, effort for everybody.
Yeah, and Lizzie, what was it like being on the other side at the meet for you?
It was very nostalgic because that pool was where I swam my last meet.
Oh, really?
In college. Aww. So it was very nostalgic, very happy. A little bit bittersweet watching them compete and knowing that I can't, but mm-hmm. just even more rewarding to be able to cheer them on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Yeah. I'm going to be watching soccer games and feeling sad now. How would you say, like, the energy and environment of the conference meet was compared to other meets within the season? Is there a different vibe to it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the big meet of the season. I mean, that's something that every team knows that. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is the celebration of all the hard choices you make throughout your season. I mean, and you're a student athlete. You know, you make hard choices. I mean, people don't understand how hard it is to be a student athlete. You know, we talked about that with the girls, that it basically is a celebration of those choices. You know, it's not a fear fest. You know, it's not. It's a big party. Celebration of them. When you got up and you didn't want to get up, you put extra weight and plate on the bar when you didn't want to. You know, and so those are the celebrations that we really try to focus in on and having fun at that meet.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the numbers, you guys had 27 podium finishes, 14 all-conference performances, 11 NCAA B-cut times, and 7 event champions. And Josephine Schneider was named swimmer of the meet, meaning she scored the most points out of all the swimmers there. Obviously, like, super impressive. Can you talk a little bit to listeners that maybe don't know about what a B-cut time is and how that impacts potentially qualifying for nationals?
Yeah, so for the NCAA, there are A-cuts and B-cuts. A-cuts are a bit faster, and they automatically guarantee that you are able to compete at nationals. B-cuts, if you get them, you have the potential of being invited, but you have to be within the top so many,
mm-hmm.
Which is generally around mid-20s in an event to get invited, but that can change year to year. So that's why things like a last chance meet, hopefully you can lower that B-cut just a little bit to increase your chances of getting invited.
So is there 11 girls potentially in the running to make nationals? Is that what that means? Or
I think
no?
We have multiple girls that have multiple events.
Sure.
You know, like Alicia has... I think she has, three events?
Mm-hmm. She's three of the 11 times.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Inta has two, and then Charlotte has, three or four. So that's how it works. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. And can you talk about, individual performances from standout swimmers this weekend?
I think it's amazing. I think, personally, I think about Sarah Knox. She mm-hmm. was a senior that was a little burned out, maybe, going into the season. But she really believed and trusted in the process, and she had probably one of her best conferences, maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, she finished mm-hmm. third in the 1,000, third in the 1650. She was, fifth by a little bit in the 500. You know, she scored for us in the 400 IM. And so I was really impressed with her, just the mental toughness of being a distance swimmer and a senior and knowing that I am her third coach or second coach?
Second.
Second coach, yeah, or if you count. Anna, maybe third.
Yeah.
So the third coach in 4 years,
That's a lot of changes, yeah.
That's a lot mm-hmm. of change, And so really impressed with her, really impressed with I'm trying to think of anybody that stood up, There were just so many of the girls that had these incredible meets that, mm-hmm. again, because we were on the deck every day, and so we see the struggle that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
We know the emotional toll of being a student athlete, and to see them being able to push all that aside to be able to focus on that one event or this one weekend and just have a great, great meet. There's just so many of them to talk about, really.
Yeah, Lizzie, do you have anybody that comes to mind?
I mean, okay. We had boards that one of our athletes made, Savannah Watt. She's an art major, so she made super artistically beautiful posters so that the girls could log their season best and their personal best throughout the weekend. And by the end, they were practically full.
Wow.
Everybody was on there, whether it was for a season best or a personal best. Everybody
from
had
that weekend.
Yeah.
Either a season or personal best last weekend.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a great way to see how much they've grown over the season and all the hard work that they've put in. It was definitely fun to look at each day, just the stack of names just getting longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned Sarah Knox was a senior. What other seniors just raced for the last time?
Natalia. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pronounce her last name.
Natalia Escalante.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Intipas, who we're hoping she makes NCAAs, but mm-hmm. but I'm so happy for her, too, because this meet has always been a lot of stress for her going into it, and just a lot of expectations. But this year, she was able to handle those expectations, and she had a great, conference meet. You know, I think she's super talented. You know, she won her best time in 100 breaststroke, best time or close to best time in the 200 IM, or 200 freestyle. And she was like, I told you I got some 200 freestyle, but no one believed her. So she really stood up for herself and said, and she was 156, and that was, that was incredible. So I was really, really proud of her and everything that she has done for herself to get herself here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Lizzie, looking at those 11 B-cut times that you just said into, who else is potentially qualifying for NCAAs?
Yeah, so we have Inta in the 100 and 200 breaststroke, Charlotte in the 500 and 200 free, Alessia Moro in the 500, 1000 and 1650 free, Josephine Schneider in the 100 fly, and Irene Paris in the 400 IM.
In the 200 fly.
In the 200 fly, yes.
Wow, okay. When does that get decided? Like, how many more times or meets are they still waiting on?
There's one more big meet, conference meet this weekend, kind of the faster conferences, like the one, GLIAC.
GLIAC. Or the Great Lakes?
Yes. That one. And then one, I think, in the New South, and one in, Florida area.
Okay.
So those are probably the two big ones we're waiting for. And so we'll know for sure by next Tuesday. A week from tomorrow, so we'll know for sure by then.
Awesome. Yeah, and then the national championships are in Indianapolis, March 11th through 15th. So you guys are going to find out in about a week, mm-hmm. and so you're going to continue training for this next week.
Is the
entire team, or is it just those girls with B-cuts?
Those girls with B-cuts for sure. We're trying to get a last chance meet in here over the weekend, and then people that have maybe close to, or people that just want to see themselves swim again, with a little less pressure, another week of rest and see what they can do, mm-hmm. and offer up to them as well.
So nothing is set in stone yet, but there could potentially be another meet?
There could mm-hmm. be, yes.
Yeah, would that be here in Sioux Falls, or what are you looking at?
Working on that.
I'm working on everything right now. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's really exciting then, and I think not having that pressure for some of the girls will be great. It's obviously very individual.
Another week of rest, too. I mean, that's another thing. Because with taper, it's always kind of weird. You never know. We had some sprinters that we maybe should have rested maybe a couple more days, mm-hmm. And so maybe that this extra couple of days will help them, be able to shoot up even more.
Okay. We'll look out for people listening that are wanting to follow along with these girls that are maybe going to nationals. You guys will be posting, I'm sure, about it on mm-hmm. social media. The athletic department will do a press release mm-hmm. on anybody that does make it. So look out for that.
Yes.
That's really all I've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully good luck at nationals.
Well, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Cougar Sports Show. You can find us anytime on Spotify or RSS, with new episodes dropping every Thursday. I'm your host, Abby Whittington, and I'll see you next week.